Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fade away on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Oh, so you be doing this shit at work too, for I be seeing Leak, the next thing you know, like, just be dancing in the other room with the fucking people and shit. Niggas be like, yo, can niggas get some ice?
Nigga doing the shiesty shuffle.
The shiesty shuffle.
Be like, yo, where is this nigga at? Then you be like, yo, Leak, come on. He be like, oh yeah, nah, I got you. Like, be right there. Definitely be disappearing the way he is now. He gonna pop back up though. Just kind of stay in the same spot. That's what I do when I'm looking for Ivan at work. I just stay in the same spot. That nigga be doing 150 different things.
I've always said it. Every time I'm here, you just see Ivan walking.
It's like depending on what pants he's wearing. He be wearing khaki pants, black pants. You know what I'm saying? Different color shirt. It's just a blur, that color walking by. Just carrying chairs and whatever the fuck else.
Shit.
Nah, man, how's everybody's week?
It was all right until yesterday. We'll get into that.
All right, well, let me introduce the podcast for a little
bit. Yeah, because
before it gets dark.
Dark. Yo, it's the 25th episode.
Oh, word.
25. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's a benchmark episode. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for not 25 weeks straight, because niggas have gone on vacations. Rosé.
Ivan.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas be having employee functions. South Beach, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, for looking us out.
You know.
And then, you know, some niggas got work, but, you know, life happens, you know what I'm saying?
Life be just life.
Life definitely be life. Mm-hmm. Hard as hell. Like at gunpoint.
It's like nigga move.
Like give it up now. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'm sure everybody at this table does, and you know, the support that we've been getting. You know, it's only 25 episodes, not 100, but you know, to do something cohesively 25 weeks straight, or as long as we've been doing it, and to put out a good product and for people to fuck with it, you know, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I definitely love seeing the notifications of people just tagging a pod.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
Seeing what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, last week, Brielle tapped in and kind of just randomly was speaking about, oh, here he is.
Shiesty Miles.
Shiesty Miles, man.
Get some ice cream.
A wild shiesty.
Asked nobody else did they want ice cream, but he went and got ice cream.
A wild shiesty appeared. Remember we was playing Pokemon and you walking through the tall grass.
Yo, this nigga a Pokemon. This nigga got a pee on his head too.
But yeah, no. Week 25 in the Regulation Podcast. I'm your host, Shake.
Well. Lowe's not
it's
here.
It's your boy Lowe. I can't even do it. I'm not going to try to do it. The man isn't here this week. You know what I'm saying? Bro got his new job. He doing new things. Mm-hmm. Doing new things. So, you know what I'm saying? Got put the work before.
Getting that chicken.
I love his headphones.
You can hear everything.
This nigga wasn't here. I was like, I'm here properly today. But on the mic with us this week, you know, back again, Sean Beeman, you know what I'm saying?
What's Sean? Sean.
You got any more?
Nah.
Yo, everybody got a different name for this. Like, in my phone, his name is Takeoff Sean.
Okay. This is Twitter name.
Man. And then I seen in the group chat, niggas got Shonathan, which I think is hilarious.
No, he got that from some girl I know. She had called me that. And he was like, damn, shit. I'm stealing that. I was like, fuck you, nigga. Like, but, I got cool nicknames for you niggas, except for Shake.
Yeah. Just Shake.
Nah, it's not. It's Shaquille.
I try. I'm saying skip by that shit. I really want niggas to hear that forever. Because he spell it with a K, though.
Like, Shake not short for Shaquille. Yo,
he spell that shit mad evil.
Yeah, sure. Really, he be doing nigger shit. Yeah.
Yo, this nigga, that was when it was like 2 weeks ago. This nigga posted, he sent it to the group chat. No, he sent that shit to me personally first. Nigga was like, yo, bro. And it's funny because he does it all the time. Like, he'll send me like little things he'll see on the internet, like a food or like niggas doing like food shit. And be like, yo, real quick though, is this real right? So this week or that week, it was lamb over ramen noodles.
Okay.
Like, just, it was just lamb chops on top of oodles and noodles.
I seen that.
That should look good. Don't laugh, bro. That should look good. I know they
this nigga loves cast iron shit too.
He said, I know they use the cast iron. Yo, as an adult, if you don't have a cast iron pan, I'm looking at all of you here.
Oh, I just got one. My mom just gifted me one like 2 weeks ago.
It's the best remember, pan you'll ever
use. Remember that TJ's, TJ's thing.
Oh, it's christening. When niggas gave y'all brownies.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
No, not that one.
The
baby shower.
The baby shower shit.
Oh, the brookie.
The little farm pants.
That shit was good. Granted, I ate that shit like 3 months later, but that shit was still good.
Yo.
That shit was busting though.
Yo, nigga ate the brookie. 3 months
after. I was really supposed to win two. I was really supposed to win two because I won two of the contests, but I gave one to Low.
Real nigga.
Yeah. But his was ass. He had like an M&M pie. He ain't won it.
Oh, shit. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, remember when we was writing the baby scratch offs?
Oh man.
Oh. It's the most ghetto shit ever.
Yo, it's the most ignorant.
We didn't know, bro.
We was doing like ignorant shit. Yo,
it's crazy because you go like you think that it's gonna be like nice, you know, pleasant things about like your kid and all of a sudden, and it's just like just nigger comment after nigger comment after nigger comment. But it was funny though because it was genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are memories that you're like, I'll never.
Fun, nigga.
Yeah. You know, it was wild. Like, baby showers typically are like female events. We definitely hijacked that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. We turned up.
It was just a great thing that it was scratch off. So, whatever you wrote just got scratched off like it didn't happen.
That nigga was in the group chat sending it to each other. That's the funny part, bro.
Yo, sending all types of pictures and memes. You got the fucking the Burt GIF off that day.
Oh, fucking
yeah. Fantasia.
The group picture that day. Nah, it was cool, man. Huh? I get it from you.
Yeah. What?
Wow. So I appreciate every one of you guys that came, you know what I'm saying? And it's cool though because every last one of you has some way, shape, or form like is in TJ's life. So I feel like I did a good job, you know what I'm saying? Like you're not people who just came, gave me some diapers and disappeared. You know what I mean? So I was like excited to see TJ or ask about him and stuff like that. Like even people who don't ask about this nigga more than they ask about me.
You feeling some type
that's
of
normal way? Though. That's normal.
Like people say, "Oh, what's up, Shake? How's TJ?" It's like, nigga, I'm doing great.
Yeah,
they're just trying to make conversation.
Yeah, but how are you works too.
But yeah, they don't.
You don't got nothing for that.
But no, what I want to say is they don't really give a fuck about TJ neither. They're just trying to make conversation.
Yo, if you niggas are asking about my fun, you're fraudulent. I swear to God.
Bro, they do that, bro. You know, niggas just make conversation just to niggas make conversation.
Like, oh, right, this nigga do got a baby. I should ask, how's the baby? Yo, man, how's your baby?
And that's how they get you to start talking and telling your business. And that's when you just shut the fuck up like I do. I don't even talk to you niggas. Why am I going to talk to somebody that I don't know? Asking me questions about my life.
Yo.
It's like when you be at work. You be at work and your coworkers start asking. They just start telling their life and shit. Like, yeah, you know, like, shit hard, bro. Like, last week, me and my girl got into it. And mind you, you niggas are doing the same thing you would have done yesterday and the day before that.
Yo. So, this thing happened at work. So, you know, y'all know what I do. I'm not going to tell everybody what I do. But I was just in a certain area.
Flip packs.
Yeah. So, I'm This dude just comes up, drunk as hell, just talking in another language. But I'm just like, okay, all right. But just like, yo, what are you telling me, bro? Like,
nigga pulled up on Bert speaking Dothraki.
Yo, on everything.
So if you don't get the reference, you know what I'm saying? Tap in.
He just wanted to say something.
And he was like,
he knew you wasn't going to understand. He just had to get it off his chest.
He was missing a pinky too, and I'm like, oh, bro, damn. Bro, move.
This thing was missing a finger.
Yeah.
Bro, no pinky ring, bro. How do that nigga drink? Like, think about how you sip like a cup and shit. Like, you know how your pinky just always stick up a little bit.
Nigga, who the fuck? Who the fuck drinks with their pinky up?
And they got hands like a Family Guy character.
No fingernails.
Oh, niggas got four fingers.
And no fingernails.
Simpson's got four fingers too, right?
Oh, you're wildin'. Yo, you're wildin'. Yo, nah, I'm not doing that. Yo, nah. I'm not telling that one.
I don't even know what's going on.
Get it? Tell it. Yeah. All right.
How do niggas pick up burgers? Like niggas like that? They just gotta.
You pick up
burgers like this? You pick up burgers like that?
If you don't have your index finger,
I grab it.
So you know when you bite the burger, like the stuff fall out, like
the pinky is for balance. Like,
yeah,
I feel
like you
got
to catch it.
Nah, like, yo, them niggas hold their phone crazy as hell. Everybody pick up their phone right now.
Like, I'm grabbing some ass.
Pick up your phone and hold it. Grab your phone, Bert.
I got my pinky underneath.
Yeah, I always
do. Yo, them niggas hold their phones like this.
Yo,
JPP be throwing up Crip all the time.
Yo, imagine a JPP and Shaquem Barrett handshake. Imagine that.
I'm fucking wild.
Is that the right brother? That was the right brother.
We all know it, yo.
Dude, that's the most of y'all. Yo, that's the nastiest dad.
Yo, this nigga say through the Crip.
This nigga JPP just grabs the knob.
Yo, what?
Grab his knob. What? Yeah, that's so. And he be throwing up murder.
Yo. It's disgusting.
Hamas.
Yeah.
You niggas ever did the firework thing? So we talking about that nigga?
I almost blow my thumb off every day at work. Because we trying to take bottles out of the niggas. The other day, by accident, I stepped on one. That shit exploded. Yo, you would have thought a car bomb went off outside, bro. Yo, it was insane. Yo, my dumb ass stepped on a firework trying to put the shit out.
nigga,
no, but I had already poured water on it. So, like, it was, the fire part was already out. So, I didn't think no explosive shit was still going to be happening. Bro. Oh, that shit was like boom, like.
I didn't hear that.
It was inside. It was on Friday. Wow. Man, the niggas wanted to be inside on Friday.
My God.
Thought.
Shut up, bitch.
That is Rosé speaking from the buttons.
Rosé looked down at his buttons like somebody had been touching his shit. That nigga looked by like, dude, did you touch my drum set?
There's burgers grease on this.
Yeah, that was like one of the best scenes in movie history, bro.
He like, the level's been fucked with and all that.
That nigga walked in, he was like,
I ain't touched none of that.
He's like, yo, son, why you sweating? He was like, oh, nothing, I just finished watching Cops. And he was like, oh, why? Went upstairs, looked at his drum set like, nah. He said, yo, bro, like, touch my drum set, like. He said, no, bro. I told you. He said, I know you're lying because Cops doesn't come on, what is it, like, to like 4 o'clock? The niggas be at home so much they know what time Cops come on, bro. Yo. That nigga said, you know what? All right. Got above the couch. He said, where you going? I'm going upstairs, put my fucking nutsack on your drum set. And then the nigga put his nutsack on his drum set. Like, I didn't think they was going to show that in the movie. It was, he put the whole sack on his drum set, bro. On the snare, though. Like, he put the sack on the snare. Yeah, episode nigga. Name? We're going to keep that in the pocket.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was nasty, bro. We doing somebody put their sack on something that you care about.
I'm fucking fighting.
Yeah. Man, you walk like your man told you put your sack on your Xbox or your P5 or something. Yo. Or your favorite controller.
That's bad for you. You gonna have a hot ass sack. It should be hot. You ever touch your Xbox after having it on for 5 hours? You ain't never touch your Xbox? You never touch your Xbox?
Why the fuck we do this?
I ain't like that. I ain't like that at all.
This nigga doing a different type of party.
So y'all ain't never touch our Xbox?
Okay. Holy okay. Speaking of sacks, Chandler Jones got 5 sacks this weekend in opening weekend in the NFL. Because I am not sticking around with this nigga. That's crazy.
Yeah, he was on Ryan Tannehill's ass playing a sack on him.
Yep. What made you go with that verse?
Yo, who? Why is it called a sack though? All right, real quick, we gotta tap into the sack. Why?
Tapping into the sack. There we go.
Just grazing the sack.
Yeah, they really could have called it something else.
Yo, yeah, football's wild. Wide receiver.
Tight end.
D end. Yo. Yo. But not like, why is it called that? Like, it's crazy because sacks weren't always a recorded stat. So
yeah, that's like one of the newer stats.
Well, yeah. Nah, what type of
ain't
old shit
like
is that?
Ain't that like a sack and a half or some shit like that? Like, it'd be like, I know they give people like a half a sack.
Yeah, I'm
a good part of this. Yeah. You're not the only one who tackled him. So you get 0.5.
I'm like, nigga, move this man.
You get partial credit.
I'm looking up the origin of it now. It comes from sack lunch. That's what I'm saying. I mean, because football is old as hell, so them niggas was poor back then. Yeah. You ever think about how like really broke motherfuckers was before like now? Mm-hmm. I mean, inflation is a bitch, but like.
Hell yeah! You see these fucking apartments out here. Nigga, I bet you that spot that they got right up the street.
Okay.
$2,200 for
the term sack was first popularized by Hall of Fame defensive end Deacon Jones in the 1960s, who felt that a sack devastated the offense in the same way, now listen, that a city was devastated when it was sacked. So niggas was sacking cities. I don't know what that means. You said tough?
I mean, like, the rep, like.
Something what? Like,
what the fuck does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Bro, I would have much rather it been like sack lunch, like you were saying before. Like, I don't know what this means. Like a small role
like,
yo.
Yeah.
This is Deacon Jones.
Oh. Let me see.
That's not Deacon Jones.
All right, but it's a white man. And I made all of you believe it was.
I know who Deacon Jones is.
Got their ass.
He got like yellow eyes or something. He look like Batman.
Yellow eyes. I hear yellow eyes, I think of Michael Jordan. Yo. I think of gambling and cigar smoke.
Yo.
Getting my pops. All right, never mind. So we got to do an update this week on
Fantasy.
EOR Fantasy League.
It's been some wins and losses.
We're doing this every week. You know what I'm saying? We got what? I think the championship is usually week 16. So we got to do an update.
17. Oh, 17.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting because usually the championship is week 16 in fantasy seasons because week 17, like playoff teams are like benching players and all this other shit. But now, like that week 17 game, like, teams might be playing their starters, like not the great teams, but like teams that like you would think like they could be playing for spots. So that like that might be that's gonna be interesting this year. But yeah, so for the next few weeks, we're definitely gonna be tapping into what's going on in the fantasy league, telling who got their ass beat, you know what I'm saying, who didn't, who's looking good, who's not. There's money involved. Saying. So this week,
I got torched.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna leave with that, but we can.
Aaron Rodgers' fault.
It was Aaron Rodgers' fault. Aaron Rodgers cost a lot of niggas a lot of situations. So Dreamville Fart Bars, which is Sean, went up against RT, right? That's RT there. Yeah, because I had Army. We're going to get to that in a second. Close game, you know what I'm saying? If Aaron Rodgers doesn't do what he does, and the fact that he had Tyler Lockett, who was just wild.
Son, how the f- son, that shit blew, bro. That
four
shit,
catches for 100 yards.
That shit pissed me off,
bro.
That shit pissed me off.
And then last night Cooper Kupp did crazy, so it's just like you can't.
I knew that was gonna happen.
And you had Amari Cooper, who like you would thought like that 40-point game would have put you in a really good position to like really do a lot of shit.
Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers sold, Calvin Ridley sold. I started Jonnu Smith over Gronk.
Yeah, that's wild.
So I sold on that.
Hamas, I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, I think if you start Gronk and Aaron Rodgers just plays a normal Aaron Rodgers game, like even with, and then Mostert got hurt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, I points. Think, and then, because you had Melvin Gordon on the bench, so, like, you.
Yeah, but he
you
got,
can't start Melvin Gordon over.
Yeah, because he got his last touchdown in, like, the last 3 minutes when the game was, like, over or something like that.
But the fact that Melvin Gordon had fucking 100 yards is wild.
Yeah, but before that one carry, he only had, like, 30 yards. He had like a 75-yard run for a touchdown with like 3 minutes left in the game.
All right, man.
Yeah, like
Elo is looks like he's gonna beat Shaheem, whose team is
everybody
absolutely garbage. This team is so fucking bad. And we was telling him, you know, I was trying to trade with Shaheem this week. He was like, nah, like I'm gonna see how the.
I seen the messages, you know.
Nigga Shaw said, nigga Shaw drafted Zeke Elliott in a PPR league, criminal, okay? Ronald Jones had -0.6. This is the same nigga that he was talking about, like, yo, Ronald Jones is about to be, like, one of them niggas this year. Like,
and we were all in chat, like, what?
Yo.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro had Odell Beckham, was supposed to start, is not playing. But he didn't play this week. So. Yeah, shout out to Odell and his ACL. Mike Williams, good game for him. He's got Darren Waller playing, so unless Kenyon Drake does nothing and Darren Waller goes off, he's probably going to lose to Lowe, which is good. Lowe's first time doing fantasy, you know what I'm saying? He gets a win week one. That's pretty good. John got his ass beat by Inside Optimus, who's Coast.
John said his team was better than mine.
John's team isn't looking too great. It's crazy because a lot of people, Derrick Henry was like the consensus, like number two pick. And like a lot of people didn't look at Derrick Henry's numbers before Arthur Smith, who is the Falcons head coach now, who the Falcons did horrible on Sunday. We're going to talk about that too. Like before Arthur Smith got there, like Derrick Henry was like not who Derrick Henry has been like the past couple seasons. Like he was
stinky.
I want to say he was a below average running back almost. Like he was mid tier to below average. It was like volume. He's got to get all these different carries. They got to create it. And it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. Arthur Smith came. All of a sudden, this nigga's running for 2,000 yards. Everyone forgets about that. Derrick Henry's first week back, 58 yards. And against the Cardinals defense, who like, they're good against rushing the passer, but like, that should have been a game where they should have been able to stay in the game. By running the football.
Nah, them niggas have. They have niggas up front now. Cardinals defense is crazy.
That's right. They got J.J. Watt over
there. They got J.J. Watt. They got Chandler Jones.
Yo.
They got Isaiah Simmons at linebacker. And they got that nigga cheating. They just drafted. And then they got Byron Murphy. They got Malcolm Butler. They got.
That's cheating.
Buddha Baker.
Yo, they cheating.
Nigga, that's a defense, nigga.
They cheating.
That is a defense.
Visual Scrubs play league this week. They got, that's Rose. He's got Lamar Jackson left to play, where Shicey has Josh Jacobs. It's looking bad for Shicey. But you never know. I played Army this week. Beat the shit out of Army, man. Shout out to Army.
Oh, that was like the Eagles and Falcons game.
Yeah. It was 112 to 200. Yeah. I got patent to rekill.
Yeah,
bro.
That is an ass whooping. Yo, what? They let you get both of them?
Man, shout out to John, too, because John could have prevented it. Because not for nothing, a lot of it, like, this is like,
yo,
my
this
third
nigga
should
be cheating, bro.
How did I cheat? I drafted this 12 grown ass men in this league, and we all drafted together. Like, what you mean?
Yo, what you, how you finesse that? How you finagle that?
They didn't finesse it. Them niggas, all the niggas who, like, play with me all the time, they all went before me. So, like, if you play fantasy football, like, quarterbacks are important, but it's like, people usually wait to get a quarterback. I don't. So, like, I went and got Tariq Hill first, and there was nobody behind me. That I knew nobody behind me was going to take a quarterback, so right after that, I took Pat. So, I drafted 80 points in the first two rounds.
Cheating.
But stuff like that doesn't work, though, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, like, that's not a theory that's going to, like, it works with Pat Mahomes and, like,
Tariq Hill.
Tariq Hill's a first-round player because of what he's going to do anyway, but as a quarterback, like, nobody's taking quarterbacks first round for him. Like, unless it's, like, guys who are going to put
like,
up
nah, like
40
you,
points.
Basically, you can put any Kansas City receiver. They're going to get you some points.
You
can,
nah, Mecole Hardman was
dookie. Yeah, he was poo-poo.
Dookie.
The answer is Kelce, Mahomes, Hill. Those three is golden players. Like, in our other league, Pauly took fucking Travis Kelce third. I understand. He get you 25 points. That's what you want out of your first round pick. So, but the other players I got in this league, like, it doesn't really make that fair. Joe Mixon looks like he's going to have a good season. So, you know.
That was a good pick, too. And Antonio Brown.
Yes. Yes. Antonio Brown looks like he's going to be back to me, Antonio Brown.
It's because he's getting
fucked wild.
He's getting same coverage all season.
Yo, that which is wild, bro. Like, for
he's
a player
third
like
receiver
that,
on that team.
For.
Done.
Well, it looks like Mike Evans is the third receiver. Tom Brady, like,
well,
it looks like he personally doesn't fuck with Mike Evans. Because everybody else had a good game but Mike Evans. Like, Mike Evans might have got, like, four targets. And he had, like, two catches.
Yo, that's because Tom looking at fucking AB like, fuck it, he did.
Yo, but it's like AB for the first time. Like, you had AB going against number three corners. That's cheating. You're talking about a perennial all-pro that, like, realistically isn't but so many years removed from that. Like, it's not like AB took like 5-6 years off. And then
you got people at the door.
Now the usual, we're not open. It's not like AB took like 5-6 years off. You're talking about like somebody who like 3 years ago, well, what, 4 years ago was the number one receiver in the league. Some people would say.
Yeah.
Like,
that's still AB. Kind of a long time in football though.
Right, but like number three, no, like three or four years ago.
He was always top five receiver.
3 or 4 years ago, he was like a number one, number two receiver in the league. And yeah, like, yeah. Granted, he did the shit with the, he did that shit with the Raiders. Huh?
It was like either him or Julio.
Yeah. He did the shit with the Raiders and ended up on the Patriots. Then, or was it the other way around?
No, it was the, yeah.
It was Patriots and Raiders.
No, he got traded to the Raiders from the Steelers.
Yeah, traded.
He did that.
Okay. And then
that
he
helmet
did
the,
and
shit.
Then
and then he went to the Patriots.
Right.
And then he had that allegation and then got cut.
And then he's on the Bucks now. He got to sign wherever he wanted. Which, like, for a player like him, is like a dream situation because usually they're always under some contract. So now he signed with the guy who, when he was in New England, like, it's like, yo, come live in my house. You're going to be, like, my best receiver ever. And it wasn't like Tom was throwing that nigga checkdowns. He threw that nigga, like, a 50-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? Out the slot. Man. So, guys, how's it feel to be 0-1?
Trash.
It's normal. We always start off 0-1.
Yeah. No, we're talking about our real teams now. The fantasy stuff is over.
Back to reality, nigga.
That's why he doesn't have a mic. Yeah, no.
Oh yeah, this nigga won.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It was a crazy defensive game though. Like that game didn't get really cracked open until late. It was like third quarter score started. Third, fourth quarter. Deontay Johnson, right? Yep. See, Najee Harris didn't have that crazy a game though. which is wild. But you wouldn't expect that. The Bills have a good like front seven. Like, they're good defensive team. But like for the Steelers defense to be able to like I think they force a fumble, score the touchdown, and then they block the kick or some shit, right? On the offense like the Bills, that's bad for the rest of the league. That's really bad for the rest, 'cause that's an explosive ass offense.
That division's gonna be serious.
Is it?
Ravens not gonna be ass.
The Harbaughs do not believe in that. Yo, that sounds really disgusting when you say that. Can you not say that? The Browns are gonna be tough. I don't want to hear that shit. I get what you're saying. It could be real.
They've been doing good in some years. You know?
Like I was looking forward to Baker Mayfield's name going on that jersey of that never-ending jersey of Browns quarterbacks.
Nah, he's thinking.
Yo, it looks like he's not like.
Yeah.
Actually, he did fold like you know a typical Browns quarterback. They had that game in the bag. They had that Chiefs game in the bag, and well, it's not it's Pat fucking Mahomes. You know what I'm saying. So,
Pat Mahomes and Tariq Hill. That's it.
It's gonna be a good season. There's a lot of good teams playing a lot of good football. I think.
Who's your sleeper pick for this season?
Like we're talking conferences right now.
Yeah, just like AFC, NFC. To come out and go to the Super Bowl.
In the NFC, the Rams.
That's your sleeper, the Rams?
Like, I know
I said that. I said that months ago.
Because they're a good-ass team, but like, I think they're going to the Super
Bowl. You think the Rams are going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember I said this first. I believe in Matthew Stafford.
I think he needs a better situation.
I fuck with Matthew Stafford heavy because this is like the first time he's really
looks like he's so happy.
Yo, niggas said, yo, what's my man name? Darius Slay? Darius Slay tweeted like, yo, y'all niggas don't really understand. Matt is having fun in L.A. Like, yo, he hasn't, yo, this nigga, y'all think about it, though. He was drafted to the fucking Detroit Lions to save the franchise. That is a tall task. He took them to the playoffs, but it was like, yo, like, they, like, consistently just didn't put anything, like, they are, like, bottom of the barrel franchise. And this nigga had a player like him at the place in his career where he's at, like, to just be able to go to a place and, like, just play rejuvenated football. It's like, yo, what happens? Like, yo, niggas don't really know who I am. I have an offensive coordinator who literally.
he don't really have to do much. Because, like, as you saw yesterday, his receiver just went run wide open downfield.
Yo.
Just get the ball there.
And that's what he's good for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jared Goff could not do. Like, McVay draws the plays up where niggas, like, just be open.
Just be wide
and
open.
Jared Goff just would be like, nah. Check it down.
You're like 50 yards downfield. I can't get it.
It's like if I throw that shit, it could get picked off or it's gonna be incomplete. But you're not catching it. So
that's terrible. Oh my.
Yo, did you see the John? Did you see the Lions? Poop.
Of course.
Nah. What was crazy though is they really almost lost. Shout out to Kyle Shanahan being himself all the time and just being too smart for himself. He's really like one of the best play callers ever. He really calls himself out of games almost all the time. Like they were winning like 41-6, and that game almost went to overtime.
What?
Yeah.
Who the 49ers?
Against the Lions, bro.
Nah. I'm gonna say the exact same thing I said when they played the Chiefs. If Jimmy G has to throw the ball to win the game, they're not gonna win. Now we're talking different because that kid came in. That kid adds a whole new dimension to mad different dimensions to their offense. But Kyle Shanahan's offense is very, very difficult to learn. There's so many, like, the play calls be like 15 seconds. Like, they be like, there's all these different words. Every word means something different. Like, every single person has an assignment, but that's why it runs the way it runs. So it's just like, if you don't understand that, oh, you're Z and you're supposed to do this play instead of that, well, that's why niggas get interceptions because he pinched down or did some other shit when he's supposed to go straight. So the quarterback's like, I'm not even really thinking for real. Throwing it where you're supposed to be at. and you go down, the safety's like, oh, catch it. Okay. So you don't really want to put a rookie in that situation.
They still look good, though, 49ers.
To just see stadiums full and to see, yeah, like, it felt, it felt like life was on, life was good again. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas out here fucking dying, bro.
Yeah, the first person to walk in South Beach on Sunday was a Falcons fan. That shit was wild. Yeah. It was just chick.
Did he cry? I mean, did she cry?
Yeah, she was cool. She said, she was like, yo, where's the game at? And like went inside. Like she didn't want to sit outside for brunch or none of that. She had like a Matt Ryan jersey. I was like, you know, like what? Like I'm not expecting that. I'm not expecting that to walk around the corner in these stars New Jersey. I'm just not. That's just me. Like I'd have been more like not shocked to see a Jalen Hurts jersey than to see a fucking Matt Ryan on a black lady.
She was excited just like I was and just like you were, because we were speaking to each other. Was talking to Nikosi in the group chat about the game, and just for us to go out there and put on the performance we put on.
Yeah, we got smoked. Yo, what do you? So you play, you play football. Like there's a couple people here. We all got together and played football. Like, do you feel like trash talk is necessary in sport?
Yeah.
Bert.
It's very necessary.
So in any sport, we can come, we can kind of have the consensus that like it's necessary at some point to like, you know, like it, it kind of brings more competitiveness out of people, right? At what point does trash talk go too far for you?
I think once like family members get mentioned and shit, like that's when it's like out of context. Like say what you want about me on the court or whatever, but.
Sure.
Nah, that's the same shit. Whenever you mention like my family,
like don't go outside of that boundary.
Yeah. Whenever you mention something about me, like especially like my intelligence, because I know I'm an intelligent person. So if you like insult my intelligence, I'm gonna want to fight. That's just off rip. Cause you already think I'm dumb, but I can fight. So I can show you I can fight. I can't prove to you
that Black Air Force activity.
I can't prove to you that I'm smart. You already think I'm dumb.
Shout out to RJ.
But I can show you I can fight. So.
Not like I definitely agree with that. For me, you know, once it stopped being about the sport, like whatever it is, once it stops being about whatever we're playing, it's like, all right, like why are we? It's cool, you know. Like if it's like, yo, you can't guard me, you can say you can't guard me, no matter what. As soon as and it's like, oh, this play I might beat you, next play I might beat you, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it started being like. You start talking about niggas like personally. You start trying to attack people. It's like and I'm talking about this only because like I play in the flag league,
mm-hmm.
and this week we was playing a team. Like so, real fast, my flag team is horrible. So it's
I
gotta give an update about the team. You know what I'm saying real quick before I run into this shit. So the team started out with just white people.
Damn.
Right? Because now I remember like remember over the summer like niggas was like, oh, like Key, I think Keys put a league in the chat. So it was that league. Oh. It was like, but nobody put our own team together. So you enter the league as a sub, or like me signed up as an individual. So you just get put on whatever team. So most of these teams have players already.
Mm-hmm.
They have like most people sign up as a team. Like it's like I think like $1,100 or whatever. You sign up, you have your whole team and you split it, it's whatever. But when you sign up as an individual, they just place you. They put you wherever you want to, wherever they want to put you. So Mish got placed on his team with, I lie to you not, no people of color. Like, I say no people of color, I'm including the my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to John. I'm saying, if you're not sure what a my nigga, if you say my nigga, it's for you. You know what I'm saying? People of color. But nah, so it's literally just them. So like, and mind you, not only is it that, because like, if you've been to some 7-on-7 tournaments or some games, like the white boys be shifty out there. Like it's not like they come out there and be slouches. Like they don't mm-hmm. be just pure ass. But like, think about like motherfuckers that like, you know, work at Best Buy and shit. And like, do HVAC and shit. Like, not niggas that ever played football in their life. So, like, if I'm like, yo, like, check it down, niggas don't know what check it down means. Or if I say, like, yo, I need you to, like, kind of, like, bubble out this way, niggas don't know what it means to bubble out this way. Niggas just know what the fuck is on this little, like, play sheet. Like, this is how fucking cool. It's cool, though, because the one nigga, he took the time to literally build every single person that is on offense or that plays their own wristband with audible. So, like, say you're number four. Like, I got a wristband that's got where everybody's supposed to be at. If I call play four, like, and the nigga who's number five on play four, like, it tells him exactly what route to run. So, like, that's how broken down it has to be. Because niggas, that, like, if I'm like, oh, run a post corner, it's like,
What's that?
Yeah. So it's like, so add to that team me, Meesh, and Lenny, right? So we have no athletes. Lenny is by far the most athletic nigga on the team. Like, not close. This nigga Gio has been playing with us for the past couple weeks. Gio, like, played corner in college. So I guess as far as football is concerned, he'd be a little bit more equipped than Lenny, but, like, Lenny's the most athletic nigga on the team. Okay. Followed by Meesh. So, you know what I'm saying? Then it was me. Like, imagine me being the third most athletic nigga on the team. It's not good. That's not good. like niggas, bro, yo, this week I had to go both ways. What? Niggas had me at Mike linebacker, Sean. In a 7-on-7 league where niggas is really playing, bro. Like, it's not like we out there and it's like we have an equal amount of fat niggas that we can, like, distribute amongst both teams. So it's like, all right, you guys can guard each other. And, like, you know, kind of, like, make it fair when it's old niggas playing. Like, these niggas are, like, 21, 22 years old. Like, they came out here for real to play. Like, it was bad. So I brought up the trash talking to say, because this one dude who was playing this week, like, oh, got my man Reggie on the team because there's line. Shout out to Reggie, he was a play center and whatever in high school. So, like, it's an opportunity for him to come out and do what he likes to do too. I don't want to forget my boy. Anyway, this one nigga just kept talking. And it was like, it's to the point where, like, it's like, yo, is this the highlight of your week? Like, is this the best part of your life right now, to the point where it's like you're genuinely trying to, like, take it past football? Like, you're a team full of, like, athletic people versus a team full of, like, what really could be, like, no bullshit, like, average Joes. Like, you're beating on niggas that, like, work at Sonic. Why are you why are you yelling? It'd be like, yo, if NFL players came in and played a high school team and was, like, in the kids' face, like, or if you beating your nephew, your nephew by 90 and mad and, like, and gloating in his face is, you know, Bill's character. But, mm-hmm. Like, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
And it's like, you start trying to talk about niggas' shorts. You start trying to talk about niggas' hair. You start, like, calling people different this and that. It's like I seen a white boy call another white boy, say, yo, white boy, you not catching the ball. And I just thought bro was very confused about who he was. He was like, yo, white boy, you not catching the ball. I'm like,
he was like,
I'm like, they let you say nigga when everybody else is around, don't they?
Word.
Cause, like, it was just very strange. So it was like, why did he have to be white boy? Like for what? Like, for me, it's like, yo, take the fun out, because it's just like, yo, like, we're in a setting, right, where it's like, you wouldn't talk to that man the way you're talking to him right now, like, if we weren't in this controlled setting with referees, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, where it's not about football.
You're not in trenches. You're not in Franklin.
Yeah, you're not, everything's good right now. So it's like, why are you trying to make it more than just, like, about the game that we're playing? At some point, you take away from it. Now, with these, what they trying to do in the sport right now, with the NFL, with all these motherfuckers and trying to say, like, people can't celebrate after scores and all that, I'm not supporting that, but, like,
I like the taunting and shit.
Yo, yeah, but like, that made the NFL what it is. Think about it.
That's fair.
Every receivers had their own specific, like, celebration.
It's like, yo, like, in any other situation, like, when you're in a, like, people who in corporate America, like, y'all, what's y'all celebration? Y'all touchdown celebration? y'all niggas go have a drink after work. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, really. You know what I mean? Like, they go down and have scotch at the whiskey room or wherever the fuck they
at. And these niggas just want to dance and talk shit.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, speaking of, like, trash talk, a few years ago when I was in high school, like, they would like, kick niggas out the game if they heard you say the N-word.
Wow.
Yeah.
You played Essex County.
Yeah, that's what they was doing up here.
You know, some teams would have been depleted.
Damn. Because it's like, bro, if I play for Orange, so, like, if you a ref in an Orange versus Shabazz game, that's all you're going to hear. But you going to kick everybody out?
Yeah. It's like, come on, my nigga.
Like. Like. I can't even say nigga.
Now.
They was really kicking niggas out the
playing,
game.
Playing Westfield, though. Whew. Everybody go home. Everybody might as well. Y'all might as well not even call the snap. They Shabazz team be like, nigga one, nigga one. Said. That was a really bad joke. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to be talking to the other team. Like, if they heard you say it, you were getting kicked out the game. And they would, like, try to find who said it if they heard it.
Stopping the game.
Imagine getting kicked out.
Because you said nigga.
I'm going to treat the ref like Sue Bird.
Yo, Shice, why the fuck you pressing
this? This is why you don't fucking touch. That's not what goes. That don't go there. That button do not go there. Oh.
Yo, they got fucking Shice on the button. Where the fuck is
that?
That's
all right, bro. They be trying to get on me for that, too. It's all right. I feel your pain.
What? Like.
I feel you.
They can fuck the segue all up. You know what I'm saying? We was going to talk about how Sue Bird got crossed out her sneaks.
She fleece planted.
Yeah,
like,
she fleece. Oh, my God.
And this nigga pressed the boo on my
It was good.
Yo,
with
you always shicey, bro. And this nigga just smiled.
Yo, and it was a black woman doing it to a white woman. I thought.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense. If you know Leak.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, bitch.
Shout out to the racially ambiguous.
Oh, now you know how to press fucking button.
That's not an easy thing to do. I'm not going to hold you.
Well, I say y'all niggas the button boot camp.
Bro, you,
nigga, yo,
bro, you try to do that shit.
Nah, this nigga was watching Freaks, not pressing those buttons. This nigga just, it stop.
You see, you supposed to press it again so the sound stop. You're not letting the shit play all out. Where's Rosé?
He's eating his fruit.
Damn, they got my boy working.
Is he clocked, man?
Oh, my God, he's here. Thank you, yo, God.
Get this nigga off the boards.
He over here being shiesty. But nah, man, if she crossed Sue Bird right out her sneaks, that shit like an NBA Street crossover. Like, and I know, like.
Yo, like, that's, but you, do you understand that shit is forever?
Yeah. Her face hitting the hardwood.
Yeah, like you gotta see that forever. And like you and Sue Bird is like nasty. One of the greatest WNBA players out there.
Wait, what he said? Wait, what he said?
What he said?
It's not like he gelling. Like it's not even really nothing crazy.
He said her face hitting the hardwood.
That's a bar.
I'm saying.
That's
I'm saying, Lil not here, so I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yo, weren't we supposed to call, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you got the Bluetooth, right? Is he gonna be? Are we gonna be able to hear him?
We should be able to.
Rosé's back, so you know what I'm saying.
You know, shit is working. Oh yeah, we're connected.
About to see. Lil B on Twitter posting his work fits. You always know Lil is at work. He'll never be dressed like that. My boy is a graphic tee with his UNs kind of guy.
Did you see his Twitter account on
9/11?
Yeah.
The playlist?
Yeah.
Yo.
Nuts.
Yo. I didn't see.
No, I'm going to find it right now. I'm going to get it right now.
Oh, I got a screenshot.
Screenshot? Yo, because yeah, I could have swore I had it. Because I was like, yo, what?
Do I have it? Let me find it.
All right.
You have to bring him up on his charges.
Ba-da-da-da-da-ding. You want to see if we get this man on the phone?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-ding. We only called him once.
home of the Whopper. What's your fucking beef?
Oh, that's how you speaking? That's how you come. We on the power right now, bro.
The home of the Whopper.
Home of the Whopper.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
This nigga, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger, the pod. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, nigga, time to make. Hold up. Stop. Don't do that, Tate. I feel like you're trying to call me Kel from Kenan and Kel. If I'm Kel, bitch, you Kenan, nigga.
That's fine, bro. One of us is still on TV.
I'm fucking wildin'.
First of all, it's your boy Lo, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. Shout out to Sean for subbing in for me because I don't got no name this week.
Oh, shit, bro. Fuck is up, man?
Yo, I ain't going to hold you, bro. In my mind, I wanted to... Y'all niggas know. I don't never want to miss shit, want to be at the pod and all that shit. But this new job, these niggas running me into the ground like a slave for real.
Yeah, you ran it back with your boss and that one-on-one shit. You're seeing nigga doing you bad.
I need to run it back and earn some like free time. Like, look, listen, if I beat you now, my nigga on one-on-one, I'm leaving like midday every day. But nah, no funny shit. I went into work at 4:30 a.m. It's probably 6:03. I got home like 30 minutes ago.
Wow.
I work 15 minutes away from my crib. So yeah.
That's
Hamas, amigos.
Word. Hit the button again.
Hamas, amigos.
Hamas, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I can hear him. Nigga, I'm always plugged in, nigga. You know who I am? Optimus Crime, nigga. Big crime.
Big crime.
Black Air Force.
What you niggas talking about? What I miss? Let me comment on the subject real quick.
Speaking of crime. Oh, yeah, speaking of crime. We were talking about
your going music to trial,
selection
nigga.
On 9/11.
We talking about 9/11?
Yeah, you're going to trial, buddy.
Dobby. And they call me Young Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, wait. I forgot we was recording. Yeah.
So Sean has it here because we couldn't let that go to waste. So we're going to run to you guys real quick. Elo's 9/11 playlist.
Don't say it's a 9/11 playlist. My shit was on shuffle.
Nigga said the shit was on shuffle.
Go ahead, imagine, run through the list.
Imagine shuffling a deck of C4. Like, that's what this nigga did.
Album. But he got a title. He got a title, right?
Yeah, he got a title.
9/11 trending, the 9/11 playlist.
Yo, Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast.
Hold on!
Airplanes featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore.
Hold on!
Paper Planes by MIA.
Hold on!
Explode by Big Frida.
Hold on!
Young Abu Dhabi by Chinx. R.I.P. Chinx and the rest of the 9/11 victims.
Nah, man. R.I.P. the Chinx.
Taliban by Rondo Number 9.
Hamas.
Who is in jail where Elo belongs. And Go to War by Hussein Fatal.
Hold on!
Grams, Jace, and Bellione. Hussein Fatal.
Oh my God.
What's the problem?
Can that be the episode name?
Huh?
No, we cannot, because I'm not trying to end up in Guantanamo Bay, nigga. Fuck out of it.
You're already going.
I'm already there at my job.
You use Jay-Z's platform.
He dropped his album on 9/11, nigga.
And that shit was the bomb.
Yeah. Nice. It's crazy because I was at work. Well, I was on my way to work and my phone was on shuffle and my phone played All Falls Down by Kanye West. And I was like,
the algorithm was busted.
And I was like, damn, it's 9/11.
Hamas, amigos.
Yo, 9/11.
It just got dark.
Yeah, lucky I'm not up there to sit my conspiracy theories on 9/11 and the reptilian shapeshifters behind it, but that's another day, man.
I wish you could see everybody's face right now. I really wish you could see everybody's face. All
right, real quick. So y'all niggas think that a plane did that shit?
Nah.
No, it was a UFO.
No, it was definitely some bombs planted in some corners that kind of like dropped that shit. That building was designed to fall like
that's what I'm saying, man. You niggas ever played Jenga?
I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, all right, you ever seen how them shit topple over? You don't fucking mess up the middle and then the shit just falls straight down. No, nigga, that shit topples over. How come the Twin Towers did it?
I don't know, bro. Yeah, I got.
Yo, don't get all quiet on me now, bro. Don't. You know what I mean?
Come on, you know what I mean? You was talking your talk. We were just letting you talk.
All right, boom. So peep game. So peep game, right? My nigga, this nigga Osama bin Laden was a CIA agent. You feel me? This nigga was a CIA agent named Tim Osmond. You could Google it, bro. I swear to God. And let me ask you this: these niggas was looking for Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan for like 6 years. I don't know if you niggas know. Y'all niggas know Indian niggas and niggas from the Middle East?
Yeah.
Is he over 6 foot?
Nah, that nigga was the NBA height.
That's what I'm saying. Out of all the Indian niggas and Middle Eastern niggas I know, you will rarely meet a great Kali nigga who's above 6 foot. This nigga was a 6'5" fucking Afghan nigga walking around. They couldn't find this nigga? Man, miss me with the bullshit, bro. I'm not done, bro.
I mean, bro, he did spend a lot of time in caves and mountains.
Bro, my nigga, you seen Iron Man. You think niggas can't find niggas in caves, bro, with the technology we got? Come on, bro. We got satellites. Google Earth.
Are you speaking of the Iron Man in his last film, he passed away because he used an infinity gauntlet filled with 5 stones from space, and he snapped his fingers and killed a giant purple titan?
Yeah, what that got to do with it?
Oh, no, it was just, you know, seeing if we were on the same page.
Bro, what I'm saying is, bro, I'm not saying, like, come on, bro, don't do that. All I'm saying is, if niggas got access to shit like Google Earth, niggas got access to see where the fuck niggas is at in the middle of the fucking Arabian desert. That's all I'm saying. Oh, did I play A-Rat Money on my playlist?
Holla, shindy, holla, lindy, holla.
But all I'm going to say is, man, how you niggas looking in the fantasy? I'm gonna change subjects because I feel like the feds is really listening now. So,
Did that already?
Yeah. I missed it.
We did shout you out because, you know what I'm saying, you had a good week. You know, you're gonna get your first
win. I mean, it's only week one, it's early still. I wouldn't really count, and I want to get shot. So,
yo, everybody like, said the same thing.
Shot playing is like really playing.
Yo, that's why I ain't even pop. Y'all niggas know when I win, I pop shit. That's not even nothing to celebrate against for real. It's just like, all right, my nigga, you beat the. I'm gonna use the wrong term. Never mind. But y'all get off Chante.
Yo,
look, I gotta get off the phone because I gotta smoke and go to sleep because I gotta go back to the slave plantation. So I'm gonna just say I love you, niggas, and have a great episode. And to all the listeners out there, I love y'all. And I had these niggas call me because I know y'all love hearing my voice. And I'm conceited. And I had to be on
the show. All
right, man. I'm going to holler at you, nigga, yo. Y'all niggas be safe, yo. All
right, love. Be safe, yo. Yo. Always good to hear Lo. You know what I'm saying? I gotta treat this nigga the way he treated me when I was in Vegas. We're not talking about him anymore. 2K22. 2K22 is what is it? It just dropped Friday?
Yeah, it dropped Friday.
Did you guys get it?
I got it.
Is it as improved as niggas are saying it is? Like, is it a good game or is it like, or are they like lying?
No,
like
it's always actually a good game. Like, they got it on next gen as like a quest. You could, you know, like how Assassin's Creed would be. Yeah.
Wait, 2K is like Assassin's Creed then?
Yeah, on next gen.
Elaborate.
Like, nigga, you do quests. You do different things to achieve goals.
So you're talking about like your my player.
Yeah, like you do different shit.
So it's not just like, all right, cool, I'm playing the game is like one player the whole time. Like, and that's just it.
Nah, it's not.
So give me an example of what a quest might be on the new game.
Okay, so... like they got different lifestyle choices that you could be like a corporate person, you could be a fashion person, you could be a music mogul and all this different type of shit. So one quest would be like you'll meet with a person and then they'll tell you to go walk the runway and you're in a certain type of fit.
So why they don't ever gear these games towards the white kids, bro? Wait.
What you mean? No, nah, you can.
You're talking about the mod player.
Just talking about the mod player.
Like, anybody who plays 2K, like, that's probably that's like, the feature that everybody does it. But, like, I'm going to listen to it a little bit. I always, like, thought it strange, like, when it was, like, oh, like, the Wreck, like, Foot Locker, and, like, the fucking, like, the like even the brands that are on there. It's never, like why niggas can't get, you know what I'm saying, Ralph Lauren or, you know
Nah, they got American Eagle.
Really?
Yeah. They got that's OVO. They got the marathon. Like Nipsey put the clothing in the game. Yeah, they got a lot of brands up there, bro.
A nigga dunking on you in American Eagle jeans is hilarious.
I don't know. I want to see. Like,
he got like little leather wristband. He fucking beating your ass.
They basically reverted back to 2K22. I mean 2K20. It's basically like, and we all here played that.
Did I play that with y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2K20, yeah.
That was the year I had to stretch that couldn't play no defense.
I don't remember.
I think so. Number 10. Yeah. That's when we started playing with training them niggas.
Well, I started playing with them niggas 2K19.
Yeah, so it had to be 2K20, because remember, I didn't play 2K.
Oh, yeah.
I was like adamant, like, yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, Keenan told me to ask you to get it.
Yeah, he told me, he wanted me to get a P4, but I got Xbox.
That shit used to be my life.
I want to get back into it. Like, in gaming and shit.
It's a good outlet.
Yeah, you know, for like a couple hours.
Come home and you kind of just like, what is it, take a load off, some people would say. I know it kept a lot of people out of a lot of shit they didn't need to be in. You know, video games.
Yo, you see the kids making millions off this
shit? Yeah, real quick, fuck all the parents that told us that video games and us wasting our time on video games, we would never amount to anything. Niggas are making $1 million, like, off YouTube streams alone. So I just want to say, Mom, you know, I really wish you would have encouraged me to be lazy and just play video games for my whole life. Because, you know, we could be living different now. But instead, you wanted me to be a stand-up person. So, thanks. Like, am I wrong? Like, did your parents told you the same thing, right? Like, what are you gonna do sitting in front of that game? And it's like, you guys don't even.
But you
really
bought this shit for me.
Or like, get
no,
off.
No. But look at the reason. You bought this shit for me, but then get mad when I use it.
You're spending too much time on that Twitter and that Instagram. Niggas is millionaires off both of those too. We gotta stop listening to old niggas. We gotta stop. And it was crazy. Old niggas are running the country. Old niggas are running the country, running the world. I seen the other day, I don't know if I talked about it on here, where it was like, yo, the prerequisites for jobs, like most jobs, like be like, yo, able-bodied, like to be able to do this, like do that. Like the niggas who running the country, like 9 times out of 10 couldn't get a job at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
They're like running the world. Like motherfuckers who, black and white water fountains and, you know, who's like uncles and shit were like the police officers hosing niggas down like in the South and doing all this watching. Like, those are the niggas that are like running the country.
Which was a wild time now, but them niggas is
dying. Them niggas trying to bring COVID. They trying to bring the feeling back. It's not a good thing. It's bad for everybody.
Don't need that at all.
Yo, this shit mad random, but I walked outside this morning to get my DoorDash, and like there was a nigga just walking down my block with like newborn puppies and just knocking on niggas' doors asking if they wanted a dog.
What kind of dog was it?
I didn't ask. I didn't care. But it was just, I was just sitting on the porch like, this nigga's really just like, and he asked him, I didn't ask what kind of dog it was, but he was just like, yo, you want a dog? And he had like, he had these baggy ass sweatpants that had like hella pockets in them, and he just had them sitting in his pockets.
He stole the dogs? You think he stole them?
Nah, I don't think he stole them. I think the dog, cause I know somebody who do like dog breeding or whatever. So he'll like make.
Yo, Jaheim just got arrested for some dog shit.
I don't know what happened with that.
Yo, he so I guess they said he had it was dogs in his driveway or some shit that were like like out in like white neighborhoods. Like, you can't really mistreat dogs
at all.
Yeah, like, nah, like, you walk your dog and, like, pull on the leash too tight, and they'll send the police to your house. So, I'm pretty sure. Like they said, he had a he had the dogs in his driveway, and they called the police. They went into his house and they found, well, here it is. 15 dogs were found in various stages of emaciation. I think I'm saying that right. Emaciation. I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
What was it? 6 dogs in separate crates in the home's driveway. One of them, like, it's like some Mike Vick shit. Like, the dog was, like, in a crate halfway filled up with water. 9 dogs were found inside, like, in his crib, like, with various stages, like, basically going through the shit, like, borderline dying. Like, no food, no water. Like, 2 of them, like, they had, like, one of them had to be euthanized. Like, all this crazy shit. Jaheim.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with that nigga, man.
Wait, that coach is hilarious.
Oh, Rose pulled up the video that said this. What school is that? Head coach that like is damn near headbutting his team, his fucking players.
And they lost by a lot too.
He's slapping the shit out these.
They lost by a lot too.
He probably slapped the playbook out their head.
Georgia State.
Yeah, they lost by a lot.
Yo, you see Deion Sanders?
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
That was fire shit I've seen all week.
Yo, after the win, the niggas played my nigga. He did his coach speech, and he was like, all right, put my song on. And he played.
At the press conference?
Nah, like, after in the locker room. He was talking to the team.
Oh, he just had somebody record it?
Nah, yeah. He has like it's a show on Barstool.
Oh, like no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're doing a whole show on the Jackson State.
Really? Like, yeah. Almost like a Hard Knocks kind of thing?
Yeah.
That shit probably busts.
I need to watch that.
I gotta start watching that shit. I'd love for my kid to play for a coach like that. Not just because, like, you know, for music, for anything like that, but he genuinely seems like he cares about the players.
He does.
You know, like you.
He said it was what you were talking about, the press conference, and he was like, we put their name on it back because the parents want to come see their kids with their name on the back.
And I ain't like how he did that, though. Because Jackson State is an HBCU, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's playing in those leagues. He made it seem like the schools are being, like, I understand what he was trying to do. I just didn't like the way he did it. Where it was like, he kind of made it seem like, you know, like, why, like being, coming from somewhere where he's coming from the NFL, coming from the bigger SEC kind of leagues kind of thing. Coming there and he's like, oh, like, I'll pay for it if we ain't got the money for it. Like, that type of, like, don't draw that type of attention to, like, HBCU league. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't like the way he did it, but I definitely agree with him. It's like, yo, like, give those, that shit means a lot. Like, to have your name, like, when you find out your name's not on the back of your jersey, I'm sure that's just like, damn, like.
Ass.
For real. Like, it's mad, like, what, Alabama don't do that shit? Oh, they do it now, right? Alabama, name on the back of jersey?
I don't think so.
It's a lot of traditional college programs that don't put names in the back of numbers. But it's like, damn, nigga, I'm just a number. Like, yo, you can't get your number retired in college because, like, it's going to be another nigga behind you that's probably just as nice. Like, think about a school like Alabama. Like, how many numbers would have to be retired? They used to be wearing, like, 106.
Like, yeah, they do have them now.
Nasty.
When they start doing that?
It took them a
while. A while ago? I never
noticed. It took them a while for this to happen.
Yeah, and it's just like, why not? You know, like to... And it's probably going to happen even more now because these schools are going to start selling with the new agreement. They're going to start actually selling these jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And profiting off like a kid like a just this past year, like a Jalen Waddle or one of those guys. Like, they're going to profit off that, because it's like, yeah,
I want my cut of my fucking jersey sales.
And like, now when it's a sit, now they can bump the price up, because before it's like, yo, why am I spending $150 on a number 6 jersey? No, well, now you're spending $150 or $200 on a number 6 jersey because it's this person and it's this person's college jersey. Mm-hmm. Which makes it, now it can be more like a collector's item. Like, you see that shit where you can like invest, mm-hmm, in like player performance now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can invest in people's fantasy performance. Like,
you can invest in shoes. You can invest in collectibles, and if they sell
trading
it,
cards.
Like, yo, it's so much money out here.
Like, just
like niggas are selling digital files called NFTs.
Yeah, the NFT shit is like crazy. It's the future. It's like art. It's literally like digital, and it's not just art. It's everything. And what makes them so valuable is like these chips that like they're just burning through them. Like whatever the fuck like makes the NFTs is what reason they're not so like out of this world. Like my nigga Mike Reed was talking about it. Shout out to Mike Reed. He was telling me like there's a shortage of whatever makes the NFTs, but anybody can make them. You can just make. Like, niggas got, like, imagine, like, I have a file here and they can make, like you could just see a Pikachu. Like, that's it. Like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but bear in mind, that's literally what it is.
Like, some chicks is selling their sex tapes on there.
What? Yo, imagine
to the highest
how much,
bidder.
Yo, imagine how much the Superhead Mr. Marcus NFT going for. That's the 8th grade classic.
You had the whole room quiet.
That was a horny statement?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a little crazy.
How much would you sell your sex tape NFT for?
How much they getting off them, the NFTs? I'm doing like probably like a million. I'm doing a mil.
Bro, a million for 3D bird digital sex is wild.
Nigga, if you want to see it that bad, nigga, pay for it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yo, that's fucking crazy.
Hamas.
And people are just going to keep doing insane things with them. Like, technology in itself is evolving. Like, you seen that video of the dude doing, like, what is it, Oculus? Or whatever that like, virtual reality, like a shit is. You seen him punch the shit out of his son? Yo.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yo, the UPS man.
Yo, he was doing the boxing shit.
I don't know why that kid was standing there.
He swung, took a dip, left uppy, boom, hit his son, cleaned him up. Little boy had to be like maybe 6.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know why the kid was standing there.
No, he went closer.
Bro, the kid walked into the punch.
Yeah, he really did.
And what's even nuttier is, like, everyone around, like, didn't tell the kid to back up. Like, niggas just recorded, and then you can hear a lady in the back room like, oh, my God. It's just
around
him? Yeah.
Got knocked
He don't
fuck
know
out.
What's going on because he got the virtual reality shit on. Kid just walked up. Nigga did an uppercut. Just uppercutted the kid. He dropped him.
Yo, they have places where you can meet up and play virtual reality games with niggas where you really gotta like run and shit like that.
Oh, niggas is really doing striking vipers.
I'll do that. That'd be tough.
All right, bro. This has been episode 25 of the End of Regulation podcast. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Striking vipers, bro?
Yo, that's it. Niggas is playing.
Y'all niggas want to do virtual reality Grand Theft Auto? I'm sure.
Make sure I get that motherfucking love space. Just let me tell you one thing, though.
You are fucking...
Yeah, Rosé. I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah.